Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Apparently, according to the Sunday Times of London, women may soon rule the world. But it wasn't so long ago, about 162 years this Monday, that women were struggling for merely the right to vote. And that only came about because they had been snubbed when working to gain slaves their freedom. In fact, the original idea for a convention devoted to women's voting began at another protest meeting, the 1840 World Anti-Slavery Convention in London. According to About.com, quote, at that convention, the female delegates were not allowed to participate in the debates. Lucretia Mott wrote in her diary that they had to sit behind a partition with other ladies and mind their own business, as if they weren't even part of the convention. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Behind their partition walls, they struck up the idea of another convention to be held in Seneca Falls, New York. In the interim, Elizabeth Cady Stanton composed the Declaration of Sentiments, a document declaring the rights of women modeled on the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Sentiments contains several resolutions, including that a man should not withhold a woman's rights, take her property, or refuse to allow her to vote. Naturally, at that time, the convention was treated with scorn from all comers. The press and the religious leaders of that day denounced the happenings at Seneca Falls, but there was one positive report that broke through from the newspaper run by the famous abolitionist and freedman, Frederick Douglass. He praised the convention. When national voting rights finally came in 1920 for women, only one signer of the Seneca Falls Declaration, Charlotte Woodward, had lived long enough to cast her ballot. One last note. It took women 50 more years to achieve the voting right, suffrage, than it did African American men. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.